So listen, folks, Rob Gill, founder of Epic Financial Strategies, and let's talk about why potentially you're failing to succeed in 2023 and how you could overcome it to put yourself in a position to prosper. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is, and I'll get into some technical stuff in a second, but let's talk about the importance of mindset. So for me, when it comes down to external forces, which we'll talk about layoffs, we'll talk about inflation, that's an external force. But what I've noticed is the top 1% of 1%ers, that's massive opportunities. When everyone else is running east, they like to run west, right? Because they put themselves in a liquidity position to buy things on discount. So if your mindset is right and your mindset will not just show up at that front door, you have to work real hard to put yourself in a position to really think in a way that is contrarian to what everyone else is doing. And remember, it's not just about keeping up with the Joneses. It's about not even knowing who the Joneses are. Because in the end, if that's what's going on with you right now, and if you're feeling your nervous system, you're getting a little frustrated with me, you got to take it up with yourself, because staying away from the Joneses is going to put you in a position to create generational wealth. Now, let's talk about 2023. It's been crazy. We know that, you know, last year, inflation hit a 40-year high, right? However, inflation has gone down a little bit here in the United States, but at the same time, globally, it's been skyrocketing. So think about this. If there's inflation globally, but now it's down here, it's still having an impact because we live in a global economy. There's no two ways about it. We also know that the government has literally printed about $15 trillion since 2008. Now, if you're looking at printed money, that what that really does is it shrinks the value of your assets. I want you to picture someone, if you can't understand what it means when they print more money and put it into the economy and how it reduces the value of your assets, let me tell you what the Romans used to do back in the days of Rome. What they would do, it was called coin clipping. They would take the big coin, the big gold coin, and melt it down and then put it into smaller coins, and that's how they added more coins to the economy. But if you think about it, it reduced the value of everything that they had. So right now in America, there's a significant reduction in value of assets because of the printed money. But there's also a lot of layoffs. We know about the tech companies. They've been laying people off left and right. And a lot of these techies that are in that space, you know, their accounts could be somewhat high. But what begins to happen between not working during COVID, working out of the house during COVID, now getting laid off, the mindset is really eroded to a point where, hey, listen, what am I going to do next? Is this for me? Oh my God, who's going to help me out? And there's a lot of money scarcity coming into play right now. Money scarcity means that you make decisions based on fear, not on logic. It's based on really running out of money on the 20th of every month, or what we call emotional timidity or a gut level hunch, but not math and science. You want to focus on logic, math, and science so you put yourself in a position to prosper because things are on discount, whether it's the stock market, whether it's real estate. Because remember, interest rates are going higher. It gives you the ability to negotiate a little bit more. And in keeping it real simple, you want to be able to put yourself in a position where, okay, there's layoffs, okay, there's inflation. But if I'm liquid over here, how can I leverage that money and put it to work for me somewhere else? And I think if you begin to adopt that, it's hard to do it on your own. You want to watch videos. You want to invest in the real estate between your ears and really begin to really understand what the wealthy people do, because they're not going to just show up at the front door. But what the wealthy really do is they focus on assets. They focus on leverage. They focus on liquidity, and they want to be able to control. And by the way, it's not about resources, because that's a trap. If you think it's about, I don't have enough resources, become resourceful. Let me tell you what I did in 2019 when I started Epic. I had three people own 1% each, and they put $300,000 into it. They leveraged off their life insurance policies. And guess what? Those three people that put $300,000 each into Epic back in 2019 are already broken even on their investment, and they're cash flowing for the rest of their life on a company that basically went from being worth negative $400,000 to eight figures and climbing. Why do I say that? Because if you understand the power of being resourceful versus resources, and everyone else is like looking at you like you're crazy, you know you're on the right path as long as your I dot and T crossing, and trust your instincts. Don't stay married to a situation where you're going to just kind of force something that doesn't work. You got to be able to adapt. And this ties into the economy we live in right now. If you could adapt to this economy and really work with other people and create ecosystem mergers, you'd be amazed at how quickly you could crush time or turn decades into days and really put yourself in a position to prosper. Let's talk also about AI right now, because it is the buzzword, ChatGPT. These are real things that are happening very fast. And I think that for the folks that really kind of grasp that and understand it are the ones that are going to prosper. Yes, AI could take jobs away, but yes, AI, for the folks that understand the power of leverage, the power of really kind of leveraging time and not trading time for money, but getting 10, 20, 30, 24 hours a day at the same time where you could compound it in such a beautiful way. If you look at what we do at Epic, as people come in and want to learn more about our educational process, we now have AI as the first contact, because if someone's going to email us at 2 a.m, they typically may not be responded back for the next 6, 7, or 8 hours. However, if AI responds and they set up the original, you know, the appointment for the educational call, the faster that appointment is set, the quicker that the person is engaged, and one of the team members here at Epic can take that person through the success process. So for us, AI is not something that we're fearful of. We're embracing the partnership. Now, listen, I'm not going to say in 10 years it's not going to be chips or nanobytes inside of people's bloodstreams, and they're not going to be able to tap into the cloud and have, and I'll, by the way, I'll, if they want me to call me, Google, I'll try it. If you want to put some nanobytes in my bloodstream, I'm ready to rock and roll. But with that being said, though, that is the future of what's going to happen. I don't think there's any denying that. But at least for now, if you have a business and you're working social media, or you're, you know, you have a website, and the fact of the matter is virtual is a part of your world, AI could be very important. And it is creating job losses, but it's also creating job opportunities for people if they're going to shift careers to folks that really are embracing AI and putting themselves in a position to prosper. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm with, you know, Danny and Parker, who do all my social media and my videos. Now, I don't know if there's going to be 10 versions of AI for Danny and Parker right now. Maybe on the ChatGPT side, there could be for content purposes, hashtags and all the SEO stuff. But a guy that's shooting videos behind the scenes, I mean, listen, you know, that's not replaceable yet. I'm sure it's going to happen, though. So if we understand, like, hey, Rob, if you go build a website that's, you know, really an ominous website, and every single video you've ever done in your life goes on that website, now ChatGPT could start formulating emails based on how you will respond, based on your verbal pattern, your thought pattern. That's a real thing. So if somebody's getting 500, 600, 700 emails a day, like we're starting to get to that point, I want to make sure that the emails could be responded in the way Rob Gill talks. That's where ChatGPT comes into play. Anyway, continue to follow. If there's any questions that you have, go ahead, click the link below, take some time, fill out the information. One of the members here at Epic will take you through the success process. You could also click another link that is the Epic Financial Freedom Map, which takes you through a 12-minute conversation where I'm just talking about the things that you should look for. Understanding if there's a map, you have a destination. Everyone has that destination of financial freedom. However, people are in denial at where they are on that map. If you could honestly evaluate where you're at, it's so much easier to get to that destination. And remember, what is financial freedom? To do what you want, when you want, with who you want, how you want, without any money or time constraints, if you respect that money. If you grow, contribute, and then grow, contribute, and then grow and contribute, and have that respect for money, what'll happen is abundance comes your way because you're asking yourself the right question. And by asking yourself the right question, you put yourself in a position to prosper. Anyway, continue to follow, click the link. Let one of the members here take you through the success process. And if there's any videos you want me to do, go ahead, tell me. If you have any comments, feel free to comment below. Thanks for checking us out.